We've been in touch with a fair number of dairies. We've got about 100 in the state, and we're working hard to get in touch with every single one of them if we can. But right now we're working as quickly as we can to get in touch with those folks that we haven't heard from yet. As it stands right now, there's a good bit of damage, obviously, on some farms, and other farms made it through kind of unscathed. So it's a case-by-case situation. Farms that were relatively close to each other, even within a couple miles, one farm may have a lot of damage, and the other one might have just had minor. So we're going through and working with co-ops and some other industry folks to try to get an assessment overall. At this stage of the game, we're just trying to see who needs help with things and how we can help them. And right now we have a good number of farms that are still working off of generator power, especially in the southern part of the state where they took the brunt of it.
They've been through things like this before, even though we hate to do it. They know what they're doing, and just trying to work their way through it, and time will tell as we go along.
Right, and they're very resilient. Farmers are real resilient on their end, especially, you know, farmers, for the most part, were out there Monday morning getting right back at it. Even those farms that were still getting heavy wind and that kind of stuff through the morning, still out there. Like I said, most of them had to work off generators for at least a few days, and some of them still are. There's been some stories about people getting very creative with how they sheltered their animals and those kind of things. Getting feed to farms for cows has been a little tricky, but for the most part, they've battled through and getting back on the right page now.
I've not heard of any loss of livestock any way, shape, or form. Is that kind of the case in the dairy industry too?
It's hard to say still at this time. We're still kind of compiling all the data from folks. I feel pretty comfortable saying that there hasn't been any major loss of animals on any farms, but at this point we still don't have that information, and we're hoping for the best.